Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Becoming the Best at What You Do. Imagine if you were the best at what you do. If you were the best at what you do, how would your life change? How would the lives of others be impacted? How would you feel about yourself? Would you have more control of your life? Would you feel a greater sense of satisfaction? The fact is that you can be the best at whatever you do, and getting there doesn't require a degree in rocket science. It does, however, require that becoming the best at what you do is important to you. As I pointed out in my post titled, Was Napoleon Hill Wrong? Success does not begin with desire. I have seen thousands of people who claim to have the desire to achieve something, but yet don't do what is required of them to succeed. Success begins by identifying the things that are important to you. If achieving something is not truly important to you, you won't do what is required to succeed. The strategy that I will describe in this lesson is something I apply to everything I do. I have been using it for so long and seen its proven results 100% of the time that it is now a part of my everyday thought process. If you want to get better at whatever you do, whether you are a full-time mom, an avid golfer, or the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, you must first identify the little things that, if done correctly, will allow you to perform at a higher level. A couple years ago, I took golf lessons at IMG Golf Academy. This is one of the highest-ranked golf schools in the country, producing some of the world's greatest golfers. In each of my lessons, my instructor videotaped my swings, recording everything from driving the ball off the tee to putting on the green. During each lesson, we sat down and watched these videos and compared my swing to the world's top-ranked golfers. We looked at every intricate detail of my golf swing and talked about the refinements that I needed to work on. Week after week, we compared my swings to the previous week's swings. This served as a measurement, allowing me to see the progress that I was making. In addition, we compared my swings to the pros so that I could see the tweaks that I needed to continue to work on in my golf game to take it to the next level. This way of thinking is not just limited to the golfing world. It is what all the world's greatest athletes do. With all the advancements in technology, it is no longer a mystery as to how to be great in any sport. Applying this same way of thinking, I've been able to identify the little things required of me to be the best at whatever it is that's important to me. Just as professional athletes master the fundamentals of their sports, so do the world's top performers in everything from music to business. The people who are the best of the best, the top 1% of 1%, are simply those who work the hardest at mastering the littlest of things. As a realtor, I focused on mastering the little things required to help me become a successful realtor. Day after day, week after week, and year after year, I continued to refine everything I did, from the scripts that I used when making cold calls to the time of day that I called. After 4 years of making daily refinements, I had so perfected my craft that I reached the top 1% of 1%, or the top 1/100th of 1% of all realtors in the nation. I then applied this same way of thinking to my career in direct sales, and once again reached the top 1% of 1% of all people who start a direct sales business. Now that I'm applying myself to my daily blog post and podcast, you can bet that I will continue to refine the little things that will allow me to achieve my personal best. Here's the bottom line. If you want to be great at something that's important to you, then you must do three things. First, break down the things that you need to do into the smallest of components. Second, master each component individually. And third, measure your progress. So, what's important to you? If you want to be a great mom, discover the little things that great moms do, and then work on those things each day. If you want to be a top performer in your career, then identify the little things that the top performers in your field do, and then strive to master them. As you strive for excellence to do your best, make sure that you are measuring your progress. I have learned you can't improve what you don't measure. As you see yourself making progress, become your greatest fan, and be sure to recognize yourself for even the smallest of accomplishments. And remember, to be the best at what you do, you must push and stretch yourself to do what others are unwilling to do. The best of the best are the best for a reason.